This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So if I'm speaking to you and you're listening and you're watching this, that means that we are here at another Tisha B'Av. Actually, Asara B'Av, because this year Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos and it's a Nidcha. It's supposed to be a little easier this year Tisha B'Av. We get to eat on Tisha B'Av. So my bracha, first of all, to everyone is that next year Tisha B'Av, when it's not supposed to fall on Shabbos, we should also get to eat. Now, I've been talking about this the last 2 weeks, and that is just wishing that next year Tisha B'Av should be a Yontif is not enough. Somebody came up to me and said, Mitzvah Hashem, this year, Mitzvah's going to be here, we're going to eat on Tisha B'Av, and it's going to be a Yontif. And I'm like, wow, that's great. Why? Like, why? Because you said it? Because that's why it's going to happen? I said, what did you do? What did you do to make sure that this year is going to be different, Manishtana, that this year is going to be different than last year? What did you do a whole year that there shouldn't be no Tisha B'Av this year? If you didn't do anything, then just saying, well, I hope that this year is going to be a Yontif, it's a waste of time. We have to do something. We have to be makabel, something on Tisha B'Av that we don't want to be here again. We don't want to be here. And we don't want the Shekhinah to be in Golos. So, just saying, I don't, you know, it'll be a Yontif and Mashiach's going to come is not enough. We have to do something to make that happen. There's a lot of people suffering in many different ways. And the reason that we have sickness and the terrible numbers of Jews that have cancer, and the reason we have children off the derech, and the reason that since Sukkot we have 70 suicides, and the reason that so many couples are having a hard time having children, and the reason that we have a shidduch crisis, and the reason that people are struggling with parnasa, and the reason that people are struggling with their connection to Hashem, is all because the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So, when we sit and we fast, it's not just for the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, it's for everything that the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the consequence of that destruction, the consequence of that lack of Avas Yisrael, that lack of loving each other. I spoke about Sinas Chinam. What does that mean, Sinas Chinam? Is there such a thing, Sina Napechinam? Am I allowed to hate another Jew for a reason? It says in the Torah, and the answer is that no one can hurt you, and no one can insult you, and no one can steal from you, unless Hashem signs that gzera. So even though they're wrong and they'll be punished for it, you need to know that it's not bechinam, that sinah happened, that there's a reason for it. So all sinah is bechinam, because you shouldn't hate another Jew, and even if they hurt you, you should forgive them. Of course, they have to pay you back, and they're wrong, but that's what we have to work on. We have to work on accepting and loving each other. And of course, the negative that we see in other people is only the negative that we see in ourselves. A person who's very positive doesn't see the negative in others. The Meraglim first said they felt like grasshoppers, and that's why they projected that the giants felt that they were grasshoppers. So it's very important that this Tisha B'Av we sort of spend a little time by ourselves and thinking about how our Churban and the things in our life that we wanted growing up in our spiritual life that are not there, and why they're not there, and how to acquire them. There's a lot of introspection outside of Kinnis that a person needs to do on Tisha B'Av. But I want to leave you very fast with the word of Chizuk. There's a story of a man who had three children. An oldest son who had nothing to do with him, he was a really miserable son. A middle son that was mediocre. And his young son who was the most amazing, did everything for his father. Their relationship was unbelievable. And they lived on an island. And the father said that it's time, he's passing away, and it's time for his children to go to the mainland, and that in a bank, in a vault, in the mainland, he put all his money, and the child that gets it first is the child that gets to keep it. So he called in his oldest son. He said, I prepared a boat for you. And you go first. You're the oldest. If you get there first, you'll get all my treasure. And the son figured, oh, what kind of boat? Mine never was good to my father. I should have been good, but I wasn't. He goes down to the seashore, and there's a huge, beautiful yacht. A party yacht with girls and music and food. And he gets onto the yacht, and he's like, wow, my dad. Man, I really shouldn't have treated him that way. Wow, I can't imagine my youngest brother, who he loved so much, probably bought him, I don't know, an army boat. Who knows? Anyway, he gets on his boat, and he starts going. Calls in the second son, he says, look, I have a boat for you. Go, you know, you can race with your brother. He goes down. Huge schooner with sails. They're thinking, oh, the youngest brother. He comes to his father. He says, I have a boat ready for you. I love you. I'm going to miss you. And the youngest brother goes down to the seashore. Guess what's there? A kayak with one seat, a little teeny boat with a paddle. And the kid's like, huh? My father, my brother has a huge boat. And the other brother says, what? I don't understand my father. I thought he loved me. He gets into the kayak. He starts to row. And his brothers are laughing. Look at you in your little teeny boat. And the kid doesn't understand. He's like, I thought my father loved me. And he starts throwing. It's hot, and he's got blisters. And the oldest guy with his big boat is going around him and making waves, and he's turning over. And they're all laughing at him, and he doesn't understand. Tati, why did you do to me? You gave him a big boat. You gave him a schooner. You gave me a kayak. But he loved his father, and he knew his father only had his good thoughts in mind. He didn't understand, so he kept rowing. The next morning, the big boat is stuck in the water, and it's not moving. And his brother's standing there, and he's like, help, help, we ran out of gas. There was very little gas in the tank. We didn't realize, could I get into your boat? And the younger brother says, oh, we'd love to help you, older brother, but there's only room for one. And he continues, and all of a sudden he sees the sailboat, and it's also stuck. What's going on? There's no wind. And all of a sudden, the boy understands. His father gave him a boat that was powered by him and understood that he could make it. And to make the story short, because it's a short tape, he gets to the mainland, he gets all the money, he gets everything, and he understands that even though the other boats look much bigger and much happier and much partier, but the boat that used the energy of the person himself to get him across the sea, that was the boat that made it, and he was the one that made it. Everyone who's listening, this is where we're at. The big boats, the Goyim, the Roman Empire, the Greek Empire, all these that were learning the Kiddush, all these people who destroyed us and burnt us, they're stuck. They're gone. There's no more empire. Titus, right? Gone. Everyone's gone. And the little boat with the Jew in it, the little boat who's paddling, and he's got a broken back and he's got blisters. But Hashem gave us the kayach through all this pain on our own power, together with him, the ability to get to the mainland. The mainland is Yerushalayim. The treasure is the Beis HaMikdash. They're all stuck in the middle of the ocean, and we keep paddling. Bezrat Hashem, under the strength, even though it hurts, and even though there are blisters, and even though the sun's hot, we have the power through what we go through Klai Yisrael, to get to the mainland, to Yerushalayim, and to get to the treasure, which is the Beis HaMikdash, where we all be Zoicha, Bezrat Hashem, not because we say it, because we show it, because we do work, and we are mekabel on ourselves things. May we all be zoicha that I'm giving this tape before Tisha B'Av, that Tisha B'Av Shetaka be a yontif, not just a Shabbos this year, but should be a yontif. We should all be zoicha to Mashiach b'mehirah b'yameinu amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.